weird goalie thing where it's like you got to get in your, find your Zen core, and it's mostly Eric B. and Rakim.
Ah, so. Have you seen the campaign signs, by the way? Presidents are temporary. Wu-Tang is forever.
Wu-Tang is for the children. So, yes, I'm a firm believer in that. I'm all about their signs. But it's like I loved both of those albums like individually, and now it's hard for me to hear one without the other because of how good this blend tape was.
Oh, I feel that way about a Girl Talk album from a few years ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was like the first track. He mixed like International Players Anthem by UGK with like some old school. I think it was Gimme Some Lovin', and it's just brilliant.
I love
Spencer Davis just died yesterday of the Spencer Davis Group and Gimme Some Lovin'. He had two notable rock and roll deaths yesterday. Was it Tony Jones? Is that his name? The lead singer of The Outfield?
I need to check.
Who was a guest on these airwaves when we surprised Gordon Beckham? We had him in. We had the members of The Outfield that recorded his walk-up music at the time. It's too bad. He was only 62, I want to say.
But yeah, man.
Well, that's a bummer. We start with dreams and nightmares, and then we end it with sadness.
Sorry, all roads lead back to death and destruction.
Yeah,
Tony Lewis.
Tony Lewis, excuse me. Yes, Tony Lewis, 62.
I'll also send your way, since we were talking about it last week, I'll send you this Prince mixtape that I like listening to, because I think that it'll give you a even deeper sense of how much of a genius that guy was, because there's a whole section of the mixtape that's just songs that Prince wrote but didn't perform.
We are teetering dangerously, Lawrence, on bringing up Tony Gill's music theories right now.
I'm Wait. All for that. Like anytime that his Migos Beatles thing that he's got going on.
It wasn't just that. I hate bringing it up because it's so terrible.
Well, now you're there.
No, you got it. I mean, now you've already stepped in it. So.
You know what it is, because it happened at the beginning of this year where Tony and I were walking from one studio to another, and it was like a 20-minute walk, and he proceeds to tell me how R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet was visionary because it was a rock opera of sorts. And then we tell you, and then you just... I've not seen you so disappointed, Lawrence.
Well, that is my default setting with Tony. Like, my default setting is, damn it, Tony. Like, that's kind of just how I feel all the time. Because he's one of the, like, Tony's brilliant. Like, he's absolutely brilliant. Like, him producing the show, you saw some of that brilliance come out.
Yes.
But there are some things that he can't be moved on, and they're so bad. It's like,
what's wrong with room temperature? Like, nobody just likes room temperature.
Well, what we're trying to figure out is, what is room temperature, Tony?
72.
72. Even if you want to go 70, I'm fine with it. But again, he was over at the house a few weeks ago. Me, him, and Jason Leisure were watching White Sox out in the yard. And so, like, Leisure is like a super laid back dude. Like, there's not a lot that like gets to him. But I swear, like, some of the stuff that Tony says, and I'm not sure if he's just doing a bit, but you would think that since we're all sitting there just hanging out, not on the air, that it's not a bit. He also did this when we were watching the playoff game. He is a party terrorist with all of the things that he says. And the great one that he gave us this year while watching playoff football was, doesn't like rabbits, he's a squirrel guy. I don't know what that means. All I know is that Tony Gill is a hardcore squirrel guy.
He's on Team Squirrel?
And thinks it's weird when you're in a neighborhood and you don't see squirrels.
We have to pick rodents now?
Yes.
Tony has a take for everything.
Squirrel.
Well, I have a rabbit that's been in my backyard every day when I get home.
You and Lawrence.
And it's
I've got three of them now.
Well, this is just,
I've got three.
They did rabbit things.
This is just one.
They did.
And I get home and Harvey's just looking at me. And he's like, hey, how's it going? And I want him to eat the basil plant because the basil failed this year. My son calls it phasal because it's a combination of fail and basil. It bolted and got too much sun, too hot, too early. And it's just sort of a weak, vague interpretation of a basil plant. So I have the opposite problem I usually have, which is giving away all this fabulous fresh basil this time of year. And now I'm just screwed. But I want Harvey to eat it, but He hasn't been after it yet. So, it's not even good enough for a rabbit.
So he's the rabbit that lives at the Dan Bernstein house and knows that that is sub-quality basil.
Oh, he's judging me.
To understand?
He's judging me. Yeah, he knows. And he
that,
knows
that wouldn't be surprising at all. I've named the main rabbit Sneaky because he's sneaky. And he lives underneath the deck in the backyard. And then I was like, oh, Sneaky's got a girlfriend. And
they're
I saw
rabbits.
Them.
So what do you think they do all day?
Well, I know now what Sneaky does. He stays underneath that deck for most of the day. And I've been impressed where he has basically commandeered that area underneath the deck. And now his girlfriend like hangs out on the other side of the yard. And then they have like a friend that comes by. And then there have been nights where I've come back to the house and they're all just hanging out, just like they live there, like not I live there, like they, this is their yard.
Yeah, that's all fun and games.
I'm interloping.
All fun until the coyotes show up, because they'll find them. At least,
well, the coyotes are on the other side of MSI. Like they're over there. Like they're over there. But so far, like the rabbits have been good. I did see there was one incident a long time ago, and it wasn't Sneaky, because I don't think that this rabbit survived. From what I had heard, there was a feral cat. Is that
yep.
an outside cat?
Feral cat.
An outside
they're a
cat.
Scourge.
And,
the worst.
And this outside cat was not here for the play. And the rabbit tried to escape through one of the chain links and missed. And the sound that I heard.
Oh yeah.
Is something that I never ever want to hear again.
Yeah. The difference though is the coyote will eat the rabbit or bring the rabbit back to feed the pups. The cat is just killing for fun. The cat is chasing and killing to entertain itself and will leave little rabbits twitching and bleeding on the sidewalk just because they do it to songbirds and they do it for fun. Coyote all day, because at least they're feeding. At least they're playing a role in the ecology.
Why must we end every topic in this transition with death?
So
here's what is this?
Where do you think we're all headed?
I got a suggestion for next Wednesday.
Yes.
Next Wednesday, it's just me and you, Layla. Like, we're gonna dismiss Dan after the last break, and then we can talk about joyous stuff. And we can, even if you want to just keep talking about Tony, like that makes me smile when we talk about Tony.
Well, we need a monthly
not
visitor.
Dr. Death over here that's not just talking about death, but talking about killing.
Well, wait
like,
a second.
Like, this is
this Wednesday is our last Wednesday before Halloween, right?
Is it?
This next show? Or is the next one?
It's next. No, next Wednesday is the last Wednesday before Halloween.
Okay, because we're gonna do costumes.
Yeah, Dan wants to do costumes. And Lawrence, we need a monthly visitor topic just for me to yell at things. I play a little more reasonable with Dan, I think.
You don't have to. All right. Don't feel that you have to.
I know. You know, I threw a pen at you earlier. It's still across the desk.
You didn't retrieve it. I guess you don't need it.
It needs to be there for purpose. But yeah, I'm with you, Lawrence. And yeah, I think we're going to do Halloween costumes. And none of y'all get creepy with your stupid Halloween costume suggestions, okay? I'm not even starting with you.
That is something to look forward to, especially on the Twitch stream. That will bring the people in for sure, because God knows what Dan's going to come up with.
Mine's awesome.
It is.
Mine's awesome.
Is it comfortable, man? Is it you're just going to...
It is not an uncomfortable costume by any stretch.
Text line is talking about rabbits screaming while dying. Y'all, I hate everybody right now.
All right, y'all
I just want to get hyped.
Bye.
With dreams and nightmares. Like, ugh.
I'm going to start my show, and we are not going to be talking about death and killing. At least I don't think that's what we're going to do. Layla, good to talk with you. Dan, good to talk with you. I will talk with you tomorrow. That is Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi together on Wednesdays. They're there from 9 until noon. I am Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you from noon until 2. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
I think that the conclusion that you and Tanny came to on Locked on Sox was probably the right one. That, look, they can't hire Alex Cora or AJ Hinch until we get clear of the World Series anyway. It doesn't hurt if they want to use Tony La Russa to let Jerry kind of bounce some ideas off of.
The idea of him managing this team, though, seems bizarre to me. So I'm leaning towards what this is an opportunity to pick the brain of a trusted consultant. And you had to get permission to do it from the Angels. You also have, like, the funnest, this maybe the second funnest team in MLB. You gonna hire the baseball police to manage them? I don't know if that's gonna work. So my position is this: the White Sox are probably gonna hire someone else.
Make me a bicycle clown.
That is my hope. Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock today. Here's what we have planned for you. I'm very excited about both guests that are scheduled to be on the show today. We're going to talk with James Naveau coming up in the next segment because there's some Blackhawks stuff for us to do. We need to talk about the rebuilding phase that the Blackhawks are in, question mark, and how they can go about it. You know what I keep thinking about, and it's one of the things I want to ask Naveau, and I'll get to Stan Bowman's statement in a little bit. All of us that have talked about the Blackhawks, even in this season, we talk about the guys that help bring you cups, right? And then we start talking about the other players that make this or could make this team go, and we get excited about Doc and Kubalik. If we keep naming names about, oh, well, you know, this guy's good and this guy's up and coming, and you already have established veterans that are good to great, why isn't this working? Is there an overappreciation of the talent that is on the Blackhawks roster? I'm going to talk with James Naveau about that. There's some football stuff that I want to get done today. I went back and listened, and I will share it with you later on in this hour, to the discussion I had with Anthony Heron, and I told Herbie, I was like, we have got to get his reaction to the question I asked him about offense, and I will play that for you later on. It is priceless. Like, his reaction to it was great, and I want you to hear that. Along with James Naveau, Alexa Datt, who is one of the hosts over at MLB Network, is going to be on the show. I usually get Alexa like once or twice a year on the show, and I love talking to her. She's like the world's biggest Washington Nationals fan. But she's great, and I want to pick her brain about what I think has been a really fun baseball season. And I've had a lot more fun watching even the playoffs than I thought I was going to, mainly because of the regional and kind of provincial growth of baseball, where it's kind of a local thing. I found myself more engaged in the postseason than I thought I was going to be when the White Sox and Cubs were eliminated. I thought that I was going to be like, oh, all right, well, I'll see y'all in March. I even tweeted it. I was like, I'm down with the Padres, and other than that, I'm a baseball agnostic. And then I was like, I'm having a really good time watching baseball. I want to run through some theories on why that is coming up on today's show. So there's a lot for us to get to. There's a couple ways that you can get involved. Whether you want to call us at 312-644-6767, or you would like to text us into the text zone, which is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. The number is the same, 312-644-6767. Now, topic number one today is going to be the Blackhawks, because Stan Bowman is on a tour right now. He is talking to a lot of people about his ideas of what the Blackhawks should and could be. Let me read you the statement that the Blackhawks put out yesterday. We recently said goodbye to a pair of popular two-time champions and acquired some new players via trade and free agency. We understand it was tough to see those respected veterans go and realize you may have some questions about our direction. We'd like to address that direction and share why we're hopeful for the future of Blackhawks hockey. We're committed to developing young players and rebuilding our roster. We want more than another window to win. We want to reach the summit again and stay there, an effort that will require a stockpile of emerging talent to complement our top players. The influx of youth
and their progression will provide roster flexibility and depth throughout our lineup. We were already the youngest team in the 2020 playoffs, and several Blackhawks experienced that intensity for the first time. This will help to further establish culture that embraces the grind of improvement driven by competitors who are relentless, engaged, and motivated by a team-first mentality to win. As our young players develop and learn how to win consistently, they'll make some mistakes. Inevitably, we'll miss the mark sometimes too, but we'll communicate openly with you on this journey together. We know what comes next must be more than just words, and that inspires us. Signed, the Chicago Blackhawks. Okay, so they're saying we're in this rebuild now, and they're going to ask Blackhawks fans to stand by them. It leads to a lot of questions about the guys that still have good hockey in front of them. I thought Jonathan Toews played really well this year. Patrick Kane is still one of the best players in the NHL. That makes for an interesting couple of years for them. And here's the question. You can hit me up on text because we're going to talk with Nouveau about this coming up in the next segment. What's the level of trust with Stan Bowman? Because I don't know if even with that level of transparency that was shown by the Blackhawks as an organization, I'm not sure that there is good enough grounds for there to be trust. You could maybe compare it to the White Sox situation and say there wasn't a real level of trust with Rick Hahn when he kind of announced that there was going to be a rebuilding. But I felt like White Sox fans, for the most part, were like, yeah, we get it. Do what the Astros did, well, other than the cheating. Do what the Cubs did. Do what the Twins did. Burn it down. Build it back up. And now you've seen your team make the playoffs and brighter days seem to look ahead. I don't know if there's that same level of trust there when it comes to Stan Bowman. So listen, I'm going to take a break, but don't go anywhere because I'm going to talk with James Nouveau about this. I'm going to pick his brain. One of the hosts of the Madhouse podcast joins me next to talk about the Hawks and their future here on The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period.
I was watching the game last night, and my wife was sitting there, and I started talking to her about various NFL things. And
next time I ever want to get my wife interested in the NFL, I'm just going to show her pictures of Cliff Kingsbury as well.
Kind of a heartthrob.
Is that a football coach or Ryan Gosling?
That's exactly right.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
This segment is being brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
Winter is just days away, and this could be one for the record books. Shred through one blizzard after another with a powerful new Toro Power Max 2-stage snowblower. It's compact, easy to use, and it's a beast on snow. And right now, get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max. We'll make sure to get you through that first snowstorm with confidence. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro snowblower, America's number one brand in snow. Toro. Count on it.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plan, so I called MyHealthPolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose MyHealthPolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. MyHealthPolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacement. So if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model. Like reuniting with an old friend with the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Optional coverage not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck.